Today's Amud for Chazara is Chagiga Yudzayin Amabez. We're holding on the top of Yudzayin Amabez by the word Tanan. So it says the Gemara, we just mentioned that there's Tashlumen for Shavuos, that just like if a person doesn't bring his Karbana, he's on Pesach, he has 7 days of Tashlumen. So we learn that from there, so too on Shavuos, says Rav Lazar and Rav Yeshaya, so too on Shavuos, there's 7 days for Tashlumen. As the Gemara, really, there's Tashlumen on Shavuos, but tonight we learned in our Mishnah, Atzer Shechal Yaiser Shabbos, if Shavuos falls in on a Friday, Bishame Aimrim Yom Tavayach Achar Shabbos. You have a makeup day to bring the Karbana, he said that Sunday, you're not allowed to bring it on Friday, it's Yom Tif, you're not allowed to bring it on Shabbos because it's Shabbos, so you bring it on Sunday. No, there's no makeup day. There's no Yom Tavayach. So my lab, ain't Yom Tavayach klal. It sounds like there's no makeup day at all. That there's no such thing as Tashlumen when it comes to Shavuos. To which the Gemara says, "Why? That's not what Beis Hillel meant. Beis Hillel just meant shein etzricha Yom Tavayach. That you don't need a Yom Tavayach. Beis Shammai holds you're not allowed to bring the Karbanis on Friday on Yom Tiv. So Mameli, you need a Yom Tavayach, and that's on Sunday. Beis Hillel was coming to say that we don't need a Yom Tavayach because we hold that you're allowed to bring the Karbanis on Friday on Yom Tiv." So that's the Gemara, my Kamash Mulan. So what's Beis Hillel coming to say? The Makrivim B'yoyme, that you're allowed to bring the Karbanis on Yom Tif, HaFligu B'chad HaZimna. We already have that Machlaikas in the Reisha of the Mishnah. That non, the Reisha of the Mishnah says, it says, Beis Shammai Aymer Mevi'en Shlamim Ve'en Saim Chanalein Avloy Oilis. Beis Shammai said that you're not allowed to bring the Oilas Riyah. Rashi says, what did the Shammai Chagiga? You're not allowed to bring that on Yom Tif. Beis Hillel Aymer Mevi'en Shlamim Ve'en Oilis Ve'en Chanalein. You could bring everything. So we already have that Machlaikas about whether or not you're allowed to bring the Karbanis on Yom Tif. So why would they have the Sefer repeating this Machlaikas? Says the Gemara Tzricha, I need it in both places. The Ashrin and Bahaf, I would just have the Reisha, which is when Shavuos falls out, let's say in the middle of the week, on a Tuesday. I would say, Bahakam Amri Beis Shammai. That's when Beis Shammai said not to bring the carbon on Yom Tif. Misham the Avshalom Achar, because you can bring it the next day. Avul Hacha, but in the Seifu case, where Shavuos fell out on a Friday, so Eima Maidu Lulu Beis Hillel, since you can't bring it the next day, because the next day is Shabbos. And once you push it off from Yom Tif, from Shabbos, you keep pushing it off, the person is just going to forget about it entirely. So maybe in such a case, Beis Shammai would agree to Beis Hillel that you could just bring it on Yom Tif. That's why I need the Sefer to tell me that no, in this case, Beis Shammai says the makeup day is Sunday, you're not allowed to bring it on Yom Tif. And if I would just have the Sefer, I would say, it's Dafka in the Sefer when Shavuos fell out on a Friday. That's when Beis Hillel says to bring the carbon on Yom Tov. Misham Dolei Avshalom Achar Guva for this reason, because you can't bring it on the next day on Shabbos. And if you push it off too much, you're going to end up forgetting about it. Ava Baha, but in the Reisha's case, where Shavuos is in the middle of the week, you could just bring the carbon the next day. Same in Maidu LeBeis Shammai, maybe Beis Hillel would agree to Beis Shammai that you're not allowed to bring the carbonis on Yom Tov. Tzricha, that's why I need both cases. Says the Gemara Tashma, another kasha on the idea of Tashuma by Shavuos. Mishloi Chag Shiva Simei HaPesach Ushmoni Shimei HaChag V'yom Tiv Shal Atzeres. The Braisa says if a person doesn't bring his carbon, the 7 days of Pesach, the 8 days of Sukkot, and the Yom Tov L'chayra Yod Vav Tes Yom Tiv Shal Atzeres, so Shuv Inu Chayge. So then you can't bring it anymore. So my love Yom Tiv Shal Atzeres L'chayra Yod Vav Tes stands for Yom Tiv Shal Atzeres. And you see that once he doesn't bring the carbon on the Yom Tiv Shal Atzeres, that's it. He's done. There's no Tashlumen. Says the Gemara, lo yom tevayach. Yod vav tes stands for yom tevayach. That he has a yom tevayach. If he doesn't bring it on the yom tevayach, that's when he already loses his chance. Ask the Gemara, yachi nifsha mina dechad yom tevayach. So then it sounds like there's only one yom tevayach, not seven, like Rav Lazar and Rav Yeshaya taught us. Says the Gemara, yamei tevayach. If he doesn't bring it during the yamei tevayach, that's when he has no chance anymore. So says the Gemara, tashma, ask another kasha. The Tani, Rabbi Bar Shmuel, amra tayra min yamim v'kadish chaydash. The Tani tells us to count days and then to make a rosh chaydash. Min yamim v'kadish atzeres. Also tells us count days and make shavuos into a yom tif. So ma chaydash minuyav. So l'chayr, we should learn from here that just like rosh chaydash. Says the Braisa that just like Rosh Chodesh, it's with its union of time. You count days and then you make Rosh Chodesh into a one-day event. Af Atzeres Amenuya. So to Atzeres, you make it using its unit. So my love, Gamar Mechodesh, Machodesh Yemechad, Af Atzeres Yemechad. It sounds like it's the same thing. That just like Chodesh, you count days and you make a one-day Kedusha. So to on Shavuos, you count 49 days, you count units of days, and then you make a one-day Yom Tif, there's no Tashlumen. However, I'm a Rava. Rava said, V'tisvra, does that make any sense? Atu Atzeres, Yemim in Manina, and Shavuot in Manina. What, we only count days? We don't also count weeks? I thought we also count weeks. V'am Rabbi, Mitzvah Mimnei Yoyme, Dichsev Tisvra Chamishim Yoyme, Mitzvah Mimnei Shavuot, Dichsev Shavuot, Shavuot, Tisvra Lach. And so it says, there's a mitzvah to count days, and there's a mitzvah to count weeks. So what makes Shavuot, the days, the unit of Shavuot, maybe it's weeks. But not only is it just like maybe, but really it makes more sense to use weeks, because Chag Shavuot is Ksev. The Yom Tov is called Chag Shavuos. It's called the Yom Tov of Weeks, the Festival of Weeks. So it would make sense to use the unit of weeks. So there's no kasha from the Braisa. Al-Kapanim, then we finished with Rabbi Elazar Amar Rabbi Yishayah. He told us that the Makar for Tashlumin is from Pesach. Just like Pesach, the 7 days of Tashlumin, so too on Shavuos. Says the Gemara now that the Beit Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Tana, a different Makar. The Amar Kra, the Torah says, Ukrasem Ubitzurchem. It says that you should call the Yom Tov, and it also mentions the fact that there's Katsira, that you harvest. Now, which chag is there that you celebrate as a Yom Tov, and you're allowed to do Katsira? Have you is a chag atzeres. That the time period of the year that you do the katsira is Shavuos time. So now, Amas, when exactly are you doing this katsira that you're allowed to do? Ilema biyamtiv, it can't be talking about the actual day of yamtiv of Shavuos, because katsira biyamtiv mishari, there's no hetzer to be katsira on yamtiv. So alav l'tashluin, it must be there are other days of Shavuos that don't have kedush, that don't have an isser malacha, and those are the days of tashluin. So you see from here the idea that there's tashluin for Shavuos. It says the Gemara that you need both makairis. The Rav Lazar ben Yishayah, Yitzchak, the Rav Lazar ben Yaakov. Even though we had the Vei Rav Lazar ben Yaakov, even though we already had the Makar before from Rav Lazar ben Yishayah, who learned out from Pesach to Shavuos, we still need the second Makar of the Vei Rav Lazar ben Yaakov. Why? Deem it Rav Lazar ben Yishayah. If we would just have the Makar from Pesach, I would say Avamina Matashume Shachagamatzes Aser Mesias Molacha Aptashume Atzeres Nami Aser Mesias Molacha. If we're learning out from Pesach, I'll say learning out all the way, that there's even an Isser Malacha during these days of Tashlumin, just like there is by Pesach. Kamash Malandr, the Beit Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. That's why I have this new Makar of the Beit Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, who says clearly that there's an idea that you could do Ketzira during the days of Tashlumin. It must be it's not Asr Basias Malacha. Now, Vimid, the Beit Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, if I would just have the second Makar, so then I would know that there's an idea of Tashlumin, because it's much to do Ketzira, it must be it's talking about the days of Tashlumin, so I would know that there's an idea of Tashlumin. But says the Gemara, Le'yadana Kama, I wouldn't know how many days of Tashlumin there are. Kamash Malan, Rav Elazar Amar Rav Yishayah, which is why I need Rav Elazar Amar Yishayah's Makar, because that Makar tells us that we learn out from Pesach that there are 7 days of Tashlumin.